Blog Talk Radio.
And good midweek Wednesday, Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios getting you ready for. We are on the eve of the start of the tournament. We got that little taste last night. It's like, you know, when you're walking through the supermarket, and because you have to equal this to food, you know how when you're walking through the supermarket and there's always that little old lady in the corner and she's handing out free samples. You like the sample, you enjoy it, but the product doesn't come out for another 2 days. So you have to wait. You have to think about that product and enjoy that product, but you can't get it fully yet. That's basically what we are right now. We're in that holding pattern. Man, did we get a great sample last night, at least in the second game. That first one, yeah, it was a close game. It wasn't a good game. It just really wasn't a good game. Those two, you could tell, other than the off the court choking incident, which that's a whole new story. If you did miss that, two New Orleans players got into a bit of an argument during a timeout, and actually one ended up choking his teammate. So that literally was the top point of that game. I can't remember anything else from that first game. However, man, oh man, did the second one show up. Kansas State is in. They are in the tournament. Anyone that did the same thing that they did when the Royals were in the wild card, oh, K-State's not in yet. Well, they're in now. They get a big-time victory, 95-88 over Wake Forest. I thought this game was going to be the first one to 60 points. I really did. And I thought that was a good sign for the Cats, that they could be in a low-scoring game. And they came out and shot like a ball of fire. They came out and just absolutely torched this team. 24 points for Wesley Owundu, 11 of those coming at the charity stripe. Kansas State, 27 free throws in this ball game, 75%. They shot 66% from the field. That's incredible. That's crazy good. And still, at some points, looked like it was going to be just another one of those K-State games. It just looked like they could get it done, but weren't going to. But they showed up in the last 3 minutes, which the last 3 minutes of this game took an hour and a half, it felt like. Free throws, free throws, free throws, free throws. And that's really what gave Kansas State this win. And again, they get the 95-88 victory over Wake Forest. Four players in double figures for the Cats. As we said, Wesley Owundu with his career high 24 points, 18 coming from DJ Johnson in this game. He was actually a key in this ball game, and I thought early on that he was not going to be. I thought early on he was going to have another DJ Johnson-like performance. He picked up two fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of this ball game, and you thought, oh no, DJ is going to spend the rest of the night on the bench. He is not going to be a factor in this game. kept it pretty simple throughout the rest of the contest. And I think that was key for Kansas State. 34 minutes on the court, which for DJ is very, very good, a much higher than normal average. But again, 18 points for him, 22 coming from Cam Stokes, he gets a 5 of 8 night from behind the three-point line. That's where he made his living last night. Again, 22 points for him. Dean Wade, however, something's going on with Dean Wade. Can somebody find out what's going on with Dean Wade? 8 points last night. Something just was not there. Did get a little less minutes, got a little bit of an injury, I believe, late in the first half. So he did have a little bit less minutes in this ball game. Only 3 of 4 shooting. Just did not look himself. That's basically what it is. The last week or so, the last 2 weeks, Dean Wade has just not been the same guy. And that's strange to me. And that's bad for the Cats, because Dean Wade has been a guy that they can turn to when needed, when the DJ Johnsons of the world have to go to the bench. Dean Wade has been a guy that they can turn to. In the last 2 to 3 weeks, he really hasn't been. Again, another 8-point performance for him, only 3 of 4 from the field in this ballgame. Just looked overmatched down low. He just did not look like the same Dean Wade that we are used to. But again, Kansas State does get the 95-88 win over Wake Forest. They play in now to the 11th spot. They take on the Cincinnati Bearcats on Friday in the first round, technically in the second round, but the first round, the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. They will take on Cincinnati at 6:30. Again, the 11th seed in the South region, the Kansas State Wildcats. I mentioned Friday. Friday has an interesting little problem. Problem might be the best way to put it. Your three local teams, Kansas State, and Wichita State, all playing on Friday. All right, no problem. Back to back to back. No problem. Great. Excited. Now, all at the same time, Jayhawks tip at 5:50. Their opponent still to be decided. We'll talk about that game in just a little bit. Kansas still waiting on their opponent. They won't find that out tonight. But again, a 5:50 start for the Jayhawks, 6:10 for Wichita State, and 6:27 for the Kansas State Wildcats. So I want to know, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. I want to know what your plan is for Kansas State, Wichita State. It looks like it will bleed well together to at least hope that the Kansas game is out of control by the time Kansas State starts. It looks like right around that time, KU will probably hit halftime. And I think if you are in the interest of watching all of these, you have to hope that Kansas is at halftime and the game is frankly over by the time Kansas State takes the court at 6:30. You know, and there are so many options. I was actually asked this morning. That's the time for dual televisions. That's the time for the NCAA app. Hashtag ad. We have the technology. I will have Kansas on television. I will have Wichita State on television. I will have Kansas on the radio because I love me some Brian Haney. and I will have Kansas State on the iPad. That's the only way to do it at this point. It's definitely going to be and we fall into this the first round every year, seemingly. It seems like the three teams always play. If not all three, at least a pair of them play at the same time consistently. And that's just how this tournament works. But again, I do want to know, will you forego one of these games? Will you have these three screens set up? Will you go via TV, internet? How will you work this match between the three game set that we have? How will you work that out? Go to the Facebook.com/15forfans and tell me exactly what you're going to do to check out all three of these games. As we said, Kansas State does take on Cincinnati, as we said yesterday. And by the way, thank you so much for tuning in to yesterday's bracket show. Huge, huge numbers for yesterday's show. Thank you so much for doing that. Had a blast with Timmy Tournament Time. He is one of a kind and always a fun show. That tournament show is maybe my most fun show of the year. I think it is. The subject is fun. The show is fun. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to that. Did have a lot of fun yesterday, and I hope you did too. Perfect timing for that, I believe, right before Kansas State led you right into the Kansas State game and gave me enough time to pop some popcorn and plop on the couch, get ready for some basketball. So again, thank you for tuning in for that. But as we said yesterday on the tournament show, I think Kansas State gets by Cincinnati. I really do. Cincinnati doesn't guard. Cincinnati isn't that. Mick Cronin is not happy to be there. The Bearcats are upset that they had to travel. That has gone through the media. Mick Cronin has just absolutely made an idiot of himself in the last 3 days, talking about how his team should not have to travel. His team should not have to travel. You're a sixth seed, dude. That's what these tournaments do. You travel. You move. You don't play in Ohio. You don't play constantly in Ohio. Yeah, it sucks that you have to travel, but that's what this tournament is. And I do. I think Cincinnati is sidetracked tremendously. I think they don't have their head where it should be. And I think Kansas State, with the offense that they, if they can muster even half of the offensive prowess that they put up last night against Wake Forest, if they can do that against Cincinnati, they win this thing in a cakewalk. If they can put up 65-70 points against Cincinnati, this thing will be an absolute cakewalk. And I see Kansas State getting to the next round. However, after that, it gets much tougher for the Wildcats. They look at teams like UCLA, teams like Kentucky. They look at a very tough side of the bracket. Kansas State right now needs to focus on Cincinnati, and then the rest of it will sort itself out. But again, congratulations to the Wildcats in the tournament. Once again, first time since 2013 that the Wildcats have been into the next round of the playoffs, next round of the tournament, I should say, with that win last night. Again, big free throws, big shooting all night. And when you can shoot 66% from the field and get a big win like that, Kansas State has to be pretty darn happy with themselves. A quick look at what we have going on tonight. As we said, the Kansas Jayhawks still awaiting their opponent. They will get that after the conclusion of the first game. North Carolina Central taking on UC Davis. That one going on in Dayton, Ohio. Let's not pretend that we know anything about either of these teams, and let's not pretend that they're going to be there in 4 days. We saw how the first one worked out yesterday. First game worked out yesterday. It was not a pretty game. This one's not going to be a pretty game either. I think UC Davis has a better offense. I think they put up much better points. Brenton Lamar is the name you need to remember. Brenton Lamar, averaging 16 points a game. He is a guard for UC Davis. I really like UC Davis in this game, but I really don't like him against the Jayhawks in the next round. That a 5:40 start on True TV from Dayton, Ohio. The late game, however, should be a fun one. USC taking on Providence. That will be the 11 seed matchup in the East region. That game should be good. USC and Providence should be a very, very good ball game. And they will move on. They will take on SMU in the first round. I think USC matches up well against SMU. I think that would be, if the Trojans can get through Providence tonight, that would be one heck of a, that may be one of the best games of the first round if USC were to take on SMU. I really think that would be one of the best games of the first round if they were to pull that off. But first, USC has to get through Providence tonight. So again, your two matchups tonight, USC and Providence in the late game, and North Carolina Central taking on UC Davis in the first game. And tomorrow we start in earnest. I can't wait for tomorrow. I am so excited for tournament play to start. We will talk about a full slate of games, 16 games, going on tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. with my upset special. I like the 12 seed in that 11 a.m. game. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Congratulations to the Kansas State Wildcats. Get into the state of California. I believe they flew out right away this morning to get ready for their next matchup out in is it Anaheim? I believe their next game is Kansas State taking on Cincinnati. So congratulations to the Cats. Best of luck against Cincinnati. Best of luck to all of the in-state teams, Kansas State, and Wichita State. We will talk about all three of those games plus much, much more on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.